This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams. Chances are you've heard a term recently that may be a bit unfamiliar. Swift boat is military jargon for the kind of vessel that Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry commanded during the war in Vietnam. While the candidates and their surrogates argue over what actually happened on Kerry's Swift boat, we wanted a little background on the boat itself. Here's Slate's Andy Bowers with an explainer.
The proper name for a Swift boat is a PCF, which stands for Patrol Craft Fast. That's where the Swift part comes in. In the mid-60s, the U.S. Navy in Southeast Asia found itself confronting a problem. The North Vietnamese were ferrying supplies into South Vietnam by landing them on civilian boats along the coast. But the Navy didn't have any small, well-armed, relatively fast vessels that could patrol the coast and intercept suspicious craft. So they turned to a company in Louisiana called Stewart Seacraft, which made aluminum-hulled boats used for taking oil company workers out to offshore platforms in the Gulf of Mexico. Within a few months, the first Navy Swift boats were ready. The 50-foot vessels now had 50-caliber machine guns, 81-millimeter mortars, and several other modifications. In all, just over 100 of the PCFs went into service. At first, the Swift boats were used only in coastal waters, but then in 1968, Admiral Elmo Zumwalt launched what was known as Operation Sea Lords. It was designed to disrupt enemy supply lines inside the Mekong Delta region, and that meant sending boats up the river. Because Swift boats were relatively small, they and their commanders, including John Kerry, got the call. And here's a bonus explainer. If you're wondering whether the kind of boat that was featured prominently in the movie Apocalypse Now was a Swift boat, the answer is no. That was a smaller craft known as a Patrol Boat River, or PBR.
I was being ferried down the coast in a Navy PBR, a type of plastic patrol boat, pretty common sight on the rivers. They said it was a good way to pick up information and move without drawing a lot of attention. Only problem was I wouldn't be alone.
Morning, Captain.
That explainer from Slate's Andy Bowers.